Blog Talk Radio.
So I'm gonna give them all I have.
Hallelujah. This ain't no ordinary psalm. This ain't no ordinary worship. We're not no ordinary people. We've been born again. Not a corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. So we're not ordinary. We didn't get born again by some religious thought or some religious practice. No, we got born again by the word of God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, and I ain't no ordinary preacher either. I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ called by the will of God and to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all for this thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. We're thankful for his word, man. We're thankful for everything. But most of all, we're thankful for the word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And we're going to get into this thankful Thursday. Anybody want to share, press one. And that's how we're going to let you in. Hallelujah. And Pastor Bell.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you for that song, Pastor. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Proverbs 4 and verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. And then from the New Living Translation, it says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Amen, amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day. Thanking you, Father God, that we can come together on this thankful Thursday and share your word and share your testimonies, that whatever you have given unto us, Father God. We're thankful for our pastor, Father God, as he teaches this word, Father God. We're thankful for the listeners, those that are listening by internet, those who have called in, Father God. Lord, we just pray that you'll continue to have your way in our life as we open up our hearts to the word of God, and not only open our hearts, but allow it to meditate so that we can share this word with others, the true word of God. Lord, be with those that are sick and shut in, no matter if they're home or if they're in the hospital or nursing home. We know you are a healer. Be with those, Father God, that are going through. We know you are a way maker out of no way, for there is nothing impossible for you, Father God. And be with the bereaved families, Father God. We ask that you would help them as they go through a time such as this. Encourage their hearts. Give them a peace of mind, Father God. And Lord, we're just so thankful that our pastor is teaching the word of God, that we are able to continue to grow and search scriptures and be on one accord, Father God. Continue to bless him and keep him covered in the blood of Jesus, him and his entire family. And then we ask that you feed the blood of Jesus on all the listeners, those listening by internet, those who have called in, Father God, that we may be the children you're calling for in these names we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
God bless.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Thankful Thursday, brothers and sisters. So press one, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. I'm excited about this word, man. I'm truly excited about it.
Amen.
Anyone, amen. Just press one. We'll let you in.
Amen.
Okay. It's just believe this Evangelist Renee.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good morning. Good afternoon. Evening. Good day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone.
Amen.
And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
You better say
Amen.
That. Yeah. I better say
Amen.
It.
Amen. Amen. Just so thankful. The Lord has blessed us to see one more day. He didn't have to do it because of his grace and his mercy. And we just want to thank him for all his many blessings. And I want to thank him for Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley. I just love the word. And if I don't understand, I have my people to help me understand even more. And I thank you guys for it.
Amen.
I thank him for all his many blessings. You know, we take so much for granted as humans. And we don't have to be able to get up and walk. We don't have to be able to feed ourselves.
Say that.
There's people
Say that.
In nursing homes that would love to be able to walk.
Thank him.
Would love
Thank
to
him.
Be able to feed themselves.
Thank him.
But
yes.
they cannot. So I'm thanking God for all the blessings.
Thankful.
From
Thankful
the biggest
first.
To
yes.
the smallest. He's good all the time, y'all. I just thank him.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have another. Press one. Press one, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Someone else want to be thankful for something. Thankful for the word. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else?
Amen.
Thankful Thursday.
Professor. I like to, good afternoon, everyone. And we had some scriptures that really have stood out, and I'm thankful for Evangelist Renee. She is thankful, too, for the Word of God. So thankful for her growth in the Lord. And, you know, we've been doing this for a while now. I know it's 7 years plus, so, you know, and I have watched her grow in the Lord, and she's faithful about being on the word at noon so she can learn more of his word. And you know what? She ain't ashamed to tell it either. She's going to tell anybody if they got a listening ear. And if they don't have a listening ear, she's gonna speak that word. So I love that. The scripture I like to share is coming from Psalms 139, as Joe had brought out. 139, verses 23 and 24. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Amen. And so
awesome.
I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible and also out of New Living Translation. The Message Bible says, "Investigate my life, O God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about. See for yourself whether I've done anything wrong. Then guide me on the road to eternal life." Oh, this word is just, it's just beautiful. Then when I go to the New Living Translation, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." Amen. That's why we have to guard our hearts. And in guarding our hearts, we have to also pay attention and listen to what we're listening to. So
Amen.
When we guard our hearts, we want to make sure that we receive God's word as we open up to him. And, you know, we have to set aside time to spend with him. And when you do that, then he's able to guide you and lead you. So I'm thankful for the scripture as I'm reminded to guard my heart, pay attention what I'm listening to. If it's not of God, then turn that away from me, move that away, and allow God's spirit to direct my path. And so I'm so thankful. Someone had told me that years ago. I was just talking in journal, and they said, oh, yeah, you guard your heart, don't you? And I thought, huh? Not knowing that that is what I was supposed to do, and the Spirit of God was leading me to that, you know, cut off a certain time to call, a certain time to talk. Don't even answer the phone at a certain time that I'm talking to the Lord. You know, you have to make time for God. So thank God he made time for us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And you too, Evangelist Renee. Anyone else? While we wait and see if anyone else wants, I want to comment on what you said, Pastor. You know, I had looked up that word wicked, and that wicked, what it is you're trying to make something out of God's word that's not there. That's wicked.
Mm.
Wicked, I call it homemade sin. You, the wicked things. See, it's one thing to have sin because you know, but wickedness is when you're going to make something right that's wrong. Or you're going to say it's right, and all along you putting it together. That's wicked stuff. And like Pastor said, you have to guard your heart because the enemy may tell you anything. So you have to make sure it's in line with the word of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. We have another one here. Well, let me go to this. Pastor Evangelist Marilyn here. That other person just hung up. Okay. Pastor Marilyn, I think this is you here.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
God bless you, Pastor Bill, and that's Pastor Beasley. I appreciate you all. I really do. Appreciate you for having this prayer or word at noon. I'm going to say word at noon because I got you down this prayer line. But I appreciate this word at noon. I have to say first, giving honor to God. And I have to say, who is ahead of my life? And I have to say, I'm just thankful for, and I always say this, life, health, and strength. Every day I tell the Lord, thank you, because I'm not sickly to the point where I can't move. I thank him for being able to go to the gym and exercise. I thank him for being able to walk, you know, because there's many people that's my age that cannot move. They can't walk. They can't move. I thank him for just the mindset to serve him with my whole heart. I thank him for all that he does in my life.
Yeah.
I was telling a friend of mine one day, he was asking me a question. I said, well, you know what? I said, I have everything that I need. I said, God provides all that I need. I don't have to ask. And if I do, have to ask, I can ask, and the Lord will make sure I get it. Look, that day, that end of that day or the next day. So I thank him for whatever, all that he does in my life. I just, you know, I can't even say how grateful I am that he is. He is I am that I am. All that I will ever need, all that I will ever think about needing, he's that. And he's promised to supply my need according to his riches and glory. So I'm just grateful to be a child of the Most High God. That's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for that.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for all of you guys. I'm thankful for the other day I was talking to Pastor Evangelist Marilyn. I don't know why I have to say it like that, but she was sharing her calling with us, and I'm just thankful that the Lord let me see that. She has a ministry where she helped people basically people been through some things because the Lord allowed her to go through some things. And so now she's able to help some other people who've been there, done that.
All right.
So aside from being a prayer warrior, I thank God for that. Sometimes, you know, God allow us to see what's really going on. And sometimes he just tells you that. He just tells you that. See, I don't have a problem with my sisters and brothers. Matter of fact, I don't have a problem with anybody. Because when the Lord showed me that he would call men to give unto my bosom, oh, Lord, have mercy. I said, oh, Lord, you finna have? He said, yeah, I'm gonna have folks to give unto you. You won't even know it. So I don't shut the doors on nothing else anymore because I don't know what God's doing. He sometimes he bless you so he can bless somebody else. So I got a whole different views on things, but I thank God for knowing that he has placed people on this broadcast that I can reach out to and say, hey, I need you to touch bases with this sister or that brother or whatever. Just like Brother Robinson, he's here in Georgia today. And he probably don't want me to say this, but anyway, he's vacationing here. so he wants to take me. He wants to take me to dinner today. But I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful.
Yeah.
I don't know what God's going to let me do, but. And so he called me, let me know that he's here and he wants to fellowship. Well, I thought that was the most awesome thing because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about fellowshipping in the Word of God. And so the thing that I have in common with most people on this broadcast is the Word of God. Because if they'll fellowship with the Word of God, they got my attention. You know, especially if you're on point with the scripture. That blesses me.
Yeah.
I guess that's why Pastor and I are closer than people realize because we just share the Word of God and we talked about what revelation God shared with her. And it's like she don't miss a beat. I thank God for her in that area. Like I said, I thank God for all you guys, especially those that have powerful testimony like Evangelist Renee. You know, that the sister got a powerful testimony. So that's why sometimes I call on you guys because it had nothing to do with me. God will tell me to call on you. And now that I know that I have other people that have opened up, and I still have a couple people here on the broadcast. You hadn't opened up yet, but I'm not going to call you out. I thank God for you. But like I said, Evangelist Pastor Marilyn, she just opened up and shared a little bit about her ministry, what God got her doing, and I just think that's awesome. And going forward, he will use her in some area, especially when it comes to, I'm about spiritual stuff. I ain't about religion. I ain't about how this church do this, that. Now, I ain't with all that. I'm about whatever the Spirit is saying to do, and it's all based on the Word of God. But we have anybody else? Anybody else want to chime in? Hallelujah. Well, we got to pick up where we left off yesterday just for a few minutes anyway. And people may wonder, the reason I'm closing the broadcast because what happens is that people just get on here and say all kind of crazy stuff. So the Lord done told me to shut that down. Robinson, he had shared that with me as well. But yesterday, and we opened up about 1 Corinthians 1 and 9. God is faithful, by whom ye were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 Corinthians 1 and 9. We've been called to this fellowship, okay? And let me remind you guys, this has nothing to do with a building, okay? This has to do with the Word of God, and I'm going to show you that in a moment because a lot of people, they see fellowship as, oh, man, we need to get together and fellowship. And let me tell you, that's all fine and dandy. But fellowship is you have the same thing in harmony. Fellowship can even be friendship, and that's where I think a lot of people, They take fellowship as in friendship, because when they meet and greet, it's all about friendship. Well, with me, it's a little different. Yes, there's solidarity there, but this is about oneness. This is about understanding. You know, it's about unity. That's, when I see fellowship, that's what I see. I think it takes fellowship to make a relationship, to, and you got to have friendship. I get all of that. But, hey, this is about being one with God and the Word of God. So anybody that's one, that's why over there in the 1 John 1, John said, that which was from the beginning, the incarnated, which we have heard, we've seen with our own eyes, which we looked upon, and hand of the word of life. For the life was manifest in that we see it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was in the Father. So our fellowship is with Christ. Our fellowship is with the Holy Spirit. Our fellowship is with God the Father. That's where our fellowship is. Yeah. That's where our union is at. It's okay, brothers and sisters, to have friends and all that good stuff, and I don't have no problem with all that. But, you know, let it be all predicated on the Word of God, not just on, well, you know, we're in the same club. We're in the same Masonic Lodge, Eastern Stars. We go to the same whatever. Well, that's fine and dandy, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my eternal life. So I want to be in fellowship with people who talking about their eternal life, people who live by the Word of God. That's what we live by. This is a daily thing with me. This is not just, and then when I think about what 1 Corinthians 1:9, brothers and sisters, we're to be like God. The Bible said God is faithful. Yeah. How you going to be like God if you ain't going to be faithful?
Amen.
You made out of his image and after his likeness, you've been faithful. And he said, you've been called unto the fellowship. Answer the phone. He's calling you to the fellowship. What fellowship?
Yeah.
Righteousness. Mm-hmm. Peace. Joy. This is the fellowship that we've been called to. Togetherness with him. Being one in the word. Let me show you this. John 15:7, it says, abide in the word, and the word abide in you. That's fellowship, brothers and sisters. You know, that's what fellowship is. You're fellowshipping with the Father now, because the word is the Father. Remember over there in St. John 1:12, and the word became flesh. We're become one with the Father, man. That's our fellowship. That's our union. That's what we have in common. Some people only have in common because they go to the same building. You know, they belong to some of the same club. They go to some of the same places. Well, that's fine, brothers and sisters. But I'm trying to take you to another place. And that place is a higher level of fellowship. And that fellowship is oneness with the Father. You made agreement to be with the Father. Togetherness with the Father. Being one, that's the kind of fellowship you want to have. Now, if you remember, the fellowship was broken, brothers and sisters. Remember 1 John 1:6-7? If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleansed us from all sins. Now, you got to understand what that's saying and who is saying it to. If we say that we have fellowship and you don't walk in the light, you're not fellowshipping with the Father, you're a liar. Uh-oh. I better give you something. In John 8:12, he says this. Then speak Jesus against them, saying, I am the light of the world. he that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. See, that's the fellowship you want to have. You want to have the fellowship life of eternal life. That's the kind of fellowship he's talking about, walking in the light as he's in the light. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I just really love the book of John. You know, he puts a lot of emphasis on what the light is all about. But let me tell you right now, man, when you're walking in the light, John 1:4 says, in him was the life, and the life was the light of man. Yeah. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let me tell you right now, there's a lot of people don't want to be part of this light. They got their own agenda. But God has called us to be part of the light. And if you're not in the light, as he's in the light, you don't have fellowship. That's what makes the body of Christ so beautiful, of its place in the world. So when I say the church, I'm talking about the body of Christ. I ain't talking about some stinking building. I'm talking about that's what makes it beautiful. Not hanging chandeliers, not padded pews, but what makes the body of Christ so beautiful is that you have a chance to share the things of Christ, the church, who is the head. And know that, hey, even if you're broke, part of a broken fellowship, God can put us back together, because that's what he wants. God wants fellowship with us. That's why we're on his level. Yeah, he made us righteous. Why you think he made us righteous? So we can fellowship with him. We'll have that in common.
Amen.
We lost that. But now he provided a way that we can have it again. And the eternal life was Jesus. So now you understand what it means. He that have the Son have eternal life. Yeah, because you're fellowshipping.
Amen.
So how you going to be one with Christ and still confessing what a great sinner you are? Satan loved that. He loved that kind of confession. No, you stand up and you declare that you're the very righteousness of God by faith.
Yeah.
That was you.
Yeah.
And I don't care what you put straight. Well, you know you did. I don't care about that. God made Jesus to be sin so I can be in fellowship. Well, he said he made him be sin so we can become the very righteousness of God, so we can be in fellowship with him. Yeah, so we can be one. We have the same thing in common. We walk in the light as he's in the light. You remember John, he came forth bearing witness of that light. He said, I'm not the light, but I come to bear witness of it. But that's what we can do. We can bear witness. That was the true light, which said is every man that cometh into the world, the true light. Matter of fact, I read over there in St. John 3:19, and this is the commandment, that light came into the world, and man loved darkness rather than light, and because of their deeds were evil. Now, he's not talking about people outside of the religious world, like heathen. No, he's talking about people who practicing that they're part of the light, but they don't love the light, because if they did, they'll walk in the Word of God. See? That's how that works. But anyway, I know this is Thankful Thursday, so I'm just thankful for the scripture. I'm just thankful that God said to teach on this fellowship, because we've been in broken fellowship, but now it's been restored, bless God. We can be one with him. Yeah, we can be one with him. And if you're not one in the word, then you're not part of him. That's what that scripture is saying. You can't say you one in the word and then you're doing your own thing. can't do, you can't, that doesn't work, brothers and sisters.
All right. Say that, say that.
Yeah, see. But anyway, anybody else have anything they want to say, just press 1, because I closed the studio back up. You have to press 1, and again, and we'll let you. But you had any comments, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. I just wanted to read 1 John 6 and 7. Well, actually, it starts with 5, because you were talking about walking in the light also. So reading it from the Message Bible, verses 5 to 7, in essence, is the message we heard from Christ and are passing on to you. God is light, pure light. There's not a trace of darkness in him. If we claim that we experience a shared life with him and continue to stumble around in the dark, we're obviously lying through our teeth. We're not living what we claim. But if we walk in the light, God himself being the light, we also experience a shared life with one another as the sacrificed blood of Jesus, God's Son, purges our sin. Amen, amen. So that was summing it all up. And if you go down further, it says if we claim that we're free of sin, we're only fooling ourselves. A claim like that is errant nonsense. On the other hand, if we admit our sins, make a clean breath of them, he won't let us down. He'll be true to himself. He'll forgive our sins and purge us from all wrongdoing. Amen. So I love that. So it just put everything in a bundle. It just put it in a package, complete package for us. Amen. He is the light, so we don't have to worry about the darkness. So we walk in the light. We're following the word of God, which I like the word, illuminate the word in our lives and help us to be conscious and aware, you know, that we are walking with the Lord now. So it's a change in our life. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. And hopefully, if not, probably tomorrow. Listen, brother and sister, when the Bible talk about the light, it go beyond illumination and being illuminated, because Christ is that light. So if you limit it to just something being illuminated, brightness here, brightness. No, Christ is our light. It go beyond that.
Yes, it is.
See, the darkness can't comprehend it, the Bible says. And the light shined it in darkness, and the darkness couldn't, they couldn't understand. There's people right now, they choose not to understand the light. They choose to understand the things of this world, and they want to compare it with the light. But the Bible says Christ is that light. John came bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. You can't believe until you've seen this light, which is Christ Jesus.
All right.
See?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Matter of fact, Paul said he shined brighter than the morning star, than the noonday sun. It was brighter. Don't get me to testify today. It was brighter. The light that he saw.
Yeah.
Paul said, the light I saw, it was brighter than the noonday sun, man. Go figure that out, huh? Go figure that one, huh? It's brighter than the noonday sun, man.
That's right.
That's Christ. That's what you want. You want to ask God, Lord, I want to see that light, that awesome light.
Yeah.
Man, I know the light. came into the world. But anybody else, we'll pick that up later.
Praise God.
Because I'm rejoicing in the light.
Yes. Me too, Pastor.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what God wants us to follow. Why? So we can have that fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Well,
thank you, Lord.
Nothing else. We'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word